Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Live from San Francisco, broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Armon Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here, get in here, everybody get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody get in here. Get in here, get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody get in here. We got a lot going on. We got a lot to talk about. Yeah. Ooh, child, you miss a week, you miss a month, you miss a year. My God, I'm probably going to have to do two shows today because there's so much to catch up on. I've literally been out of the loop. And when I detox and like shut down, I don't pay attention to anything. So I literally was updating myself on what was going on in real time. Okay. So you guys are going to have to help me out with some of this stuff once we get to the calls, because a lot of this stuff, child, we might be missing pieces, but not too much. I did enough research to get the gist of, you know, some of the shenanigans that's been going on. But get in here, get in here. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello.
Hello, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I'm just looking crazy, crazy, crazy today. It's just one of them days. All right, you back from vacation. It's time for a full reset and a refresh. But let's talk about it. What are we talking about today? We're talking about Tory Lanez sending Megan Thee Stallion a text message, the smear campaign on Joe Budden, the strike on the Thug Mrs. herself. We're getting into Tamar and her antics, and some other things, child, I forget. All right. Well, let's just get started so we can get through this and we can get some more calls, so we can get you guys calling in, and then we're going to have a whole nother show probably this evening. All right, so let's get into some things. What are we talking about? We are talking about Tamar and her fiancé. So apparently Tamar's fiancé has put a restraining order on her, or filed a restraining order. Let me read the article, because, child, don't get me to lying. I don't even really follow Tamar and her shenanigans. But we'll read it. Tamar Braxton's boyfriend is running to court asking for protection against her in what he describes as a domestic violence situation. The singer's boyfriend, David, I don't know how to say his last name, Adefeso, filed for a restraining order Tuesday in L.A. seeking to prevent DV, and he's domestic violence, and he's asking a judge to grant him one. He's asking the judge to grant him one against Tamar. Y'all be talking crap about me how I be reading these articles, but that the way that they be writing these TMZ articles be really sending my reading, okay? I can read. It just be a lot of extra words that I feel like don't really need to go there. But anyway, for now, it's unclear what he's alleging she might have done. It doesn't look like the court has approved his request just yet. We've reached out to Tamar's team to get more info. So far, we have heard nothing back. Well, I think that this is a bit bizarre, seeing that they just had a little lashing out, or they just had a little incident where Tamar was trying to kill herself, and she basically said if it hadn't been for him, he basically saved her life. And I remember during that time, a lot of people were thinking, like, what did that man do to her? What did that man do to her to make her want to feel like that? A lot of people thought it was the man. And now here we have him wanting to put a restraining order out against her because she is going crazy. Tamar is not well. Okay. And I feel like we need to really understand that this woman has shaved her hair off bald. She shaved her head. That's a tall tale sign. She said Vince was beating on her. Maybe, I mean, she got the beating spirit from Vince, but I feel like, you know, nowadays these women are beating men too. And now her boyfriend, her fiance, is running away from her too, trying to get a restraining order against her because she's kicking his butt. So I don't know what's going on with that. I just feel like Tamar has issues, deep-rooted issues, and she needs to get it together. And there's not enough medication in the world. She needs to go sit somewhere in a psychiatric facility for a long period of time and really deal with her issues, because if not, I'm telling you, Tamar is going to end up hurting herself and someone else. So I feel like we cannot ignore the signs. With this, I feel like we have to be very, very aware and very, very cautious, and people need to step in and actively help her, because she's one of these people. Tamar, to me, is suffering from depression and some sort of mental illness. And I don't mean to say that and try to be funny or try to be like shady, but to me, this gives me mental illness, anxiety, depression, all of that. And she's lashing out. This could also be some bipolar. I'm no medical physician, but she needs to get help, because one day you're up, the next day you're down. One day, you know, you're beating up your significant other, then you're happy he saved your life. I mean, that is a scary place to be in, because you don't want to leave your children alone with them. You don't want them to be left alone by themselves. And then ultimately, you don't want to be left alone with them either, because you don't know what they'll do to you. This is not safe. Tamar needs help. And this is not a laughing matter. And I think that if she doesn't get any help, if I were him, I'd leave her, because inevitably something is going to go down. And when it does, you know, he's going to be investigated as if he was the problem. And so we're wishing Tamar and her fiance the best, but I just feel like this is like too many times in a row we're seeing Tamar in the news for some sort of breakdown or some type of emotional, mental situation. But she needs some help. And so, all right, so that's that on that. Who else do we got? The Kardashians. The Kardashians are saying goodbye after 20 seasons. Wah, 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 wah. I know a lot of you guys out there are happy and elated. I'm sure that they're happy too. Well, I've heard sources are saying that they want to leave on a high, which you should. They want to leave on a high. They've been in the game for 14 years. And they're at a point where it's like, you know what? Well, kind of turn the cameras off. And I kind of feel like that, you know, the Kanye West situation with Kim and Kanye going through, Kanye going through such a public mental breakdown, that probably played a role in it. Now, they've been very clear on saying that that had nothing to do with it. I don't believe that. I feel like Kim was at a place where, you know, her marriage was at stake. And she was at a point where she's like, I don't want this anymore. Because if you really think about the Kardashians, they've literally, you know, every man that they've come in contact with, they have managed to, you know, make him go crazy, from their father to their own brother and to every significant other. Okay, so I think now this was the final woosah, the final moment, and it was going to happen to Kim Kardashian with Kanye West. And, you know, before that whole thing spiraled out of control, too far left, I felt like Kim was like, oh no, this is my show. Everybody else's marriage and relationships can go up in flames and be a crap show, but not my situation with Kanye. So we will end the show before I let my marriage go up in shambles over this show. I mean, who cares that my mom's husband turned into a woman? Who cares that, you know, Kylie got pregnant at 15, was sleeping with Tiger, and then Black China had the baby with Rob, then the brother got 600 pounds and slept in the room for 10 years straight? You know what I'm saying? Who cares about that? Who cares that Khloe went from fat to small to white to black all in a year span? And then Tristan and Jordan was sleeping together, and Scott was with 30 years old with the 17-year-old. You know, none of that mattered to Kim. But what mattered to Kim was the fact that Kanye West was spiraling out of control, running for president and exposing her and Chris. And they said, listen, we have to stop this. And so she didn't even give a damn that Courtney wasn't coming back. Her biggest thing was, listen, my relationship is going up in shambles, and I cannot be like this. And then, not for nothing, Kim Kardashian, in my opinion, is trying to become a little bit more, you know, in the political realm. So she's getting into law and politics and things like that. So she probably just doesn't feel like she needs the Kardashians anymore. And think about it. They've done what they needed to do. They've got their millions. They're good. They're good. So I think they'll be fine. Honestly, I think they will be okay. Hold on, guys. I think that they'll be fine. So Kris Jenner made a statement. Let me read the statement. I think I have it. Let me read the statement, see what she said. Do I have it? I had it. Oh, here's what she said. It is with heavy hearts that we have made the difficult decision as a family to say goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. After what will be 14 years, 20 seasons, hundreds of episodes, and numerous spinoff shows, we are beyond grateful to all of you who've watched us for all these years. Throughout the good times, the bad times, the happiness, the tears, and many relationships and children, we'll forever cherish the wonderful memories and countless people we've met along the way. Thank you for the thousands of individuals and businesses that have been a part of this experience. And most importantly, a very special thank you to Ryan Seacrest for believing in us, E for being our partner, and our production team at Bunim & Murray, who've spent countless hours documenting our lives. Our last season will air early next year in 2021. We are so beyond grateful to everyone who has watched and supported our family these past 14 incredible years. We will forever be in debt to everyone who's played a role in shaping our careers and changing our lives forever. Thank you for joining us on this crazy ride. We love you. Wow. You know, I remember when the Kardashians came out, and whether you like them or not, the Kardashians are still a part of, you know, the culture. I remember I was in high school when the Kardashians came out. Wow. And it's just like, it just is that reminder that everything in life does come to an end. What goes up must come down. And you just always thought you'd see the Kardashians be the Kardashians. But, you know, job well done to Kris Jenner. I mean, look at this is how they started. I mean, she, talk about securing a bag. Let me tell you something. I always say, if I could ever do life over again and choose a mother, I'm choosing Kris Jenner. I don't care what nobody say. Give me Kris Jenner. Because that is how you secure a bag. That's how you secure a bag. And listen, whether you like them or not, we all know the Kardashians. And they have really, really pushed pop culture. Hell, how a lot of them have influenced some hip, and they've had some hip hop influences, and they've influenced a little bit as well. Because you see a lot of these girls wanting to look like Kardashians and vice versa. I know y'all don't like when I start saying that, but these are just truths. Okay? It is what it is. This is from my observation. So good luck with the Kardashians. The people are saying that they want to see Kris Jenner be on, they would like to see Kris Jenner be on The Real Housewives, which I think that would be great. Get Kris on The Real Housewives. I think that is a great thing to do. Let's start a petition for Kris Jenner to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I think that would be a great job. Go ahead, Kris. We want to see you on The Real Housewives. My gosh, I should have put some spray in my dang head, child. It's giving oodles and noodles and fried. It's just a mess right now. All right. Oh, let me fix my wig. So I'm pushing it. All right. Let's keep it moving. Oh, God, this is just a lot. All right, so this was confusing me because I was just like, I didn't know what was going on with the Joe Budden thing. It was just like a lot of information, and it started while I was out of town with the Tahiri and the Jason Lee interview, and then Tahiri saying that Joe Budden broke her nose, and he came out saying that she was a clout chaser. And then now it's Sin, the audio of Sin comes of Joe and Sin coming out. Then there's this documented legal paperwork, I guess, between Sin and Joe and the lawyer that was saying that Joe was into some sort of bestiality and, you know, blowing off dogs. So it's just a bunch of slanderous stuff coming out. Now, I feel like this is a smear campaign because Joe Budden has spoke out against Spotify. And if you don't believe that those things can happen, they do happen. You know who actually made me believe in those things? It was Tyga, because he was talking about how when he did an interview with The Breakfast Club, and he was talking about how when he was with the Kardashians, when he was with Kylie, you never heard anything bad about him. And as soon as you heard, and as soon as he broke up with Kylie, then you started to hear Tyga's losing money. Tyga's rented, Tyga has home rented or leasing home in son's name. He was kind of basically letting us know that people will start putting out scandals on you. So Spotify is a big company. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly who would be doing it, but I think that they definitely have power. And I definitely feel like this is interesting that he came in and spoke out against Spotify. And now all of a sudden, weeks and weeks later, there's a smear campaign. Now, I'm not saying it was just Spotify, but I'm not also saying that it was Charlemagne. I mean, because I can't say that it was Charlemagne too, but I'm just saying, isn't it interesting that, you know, Charlemagne and they was throwing major shade at Joe Budden, and then Joe Budden gave him a death read of his life, basically told Charlemagne that Charlemagne doesn't own anything and he can't really talk and because he can't compete where he can't compare. And then to come to find out the day that it gets released that there's an audio of Sin Santana, allegedly saying that Joe was beating on her a week after that Tahiri went on. Jason Lee, who is cool with Charlamagne, said that Joe was beating on her, and now Joe is into bestiality. All the while, today is the day that Charlamagne announces that he has his own podcast network coming out with a signed deal with iHeartRadio. After the fact that it was alleged that Charlamagne and Joe Budden would be getting together to put together a podcast network, and Charlamagne quickly debunked that. Maybe that was just a lie. But I'm just saying, it was all of that was interesting. But let's bring it back. I just wanted to throw it all at you. But now let's bring it back. Let's listen to the audio.
I have a family.
You do have a family, and eventually things will get sorted out, and everything will be fine, but me and you have nothing here anymore.
I'll be trying not to be the guy to just start stalking you and just popping up so we could be have a face-to-face conversation at some point. Like,
we're talking.
Sin, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Come on, cut the shit. You
you want me to, you mean in person so you could chase me again and drag me? I'm good.
Oh, shit, all right. I didn't know it was there. I didn't know it was there.
Oh, yeah, we're there.
I dragged you. I laid a pan on you and dragged you where?
What?
Where did I drag you, Sam?
You must have been drunk still, right?
No, I was not drunk. I'm very aware of what was happening.
Joseph Anthony Budden Jr., Joseph Anthony Budden Jr., let's not say these names.
He definitely dragged her. I believe he dragged her, and I believe he possibly knocked the shit out of her. So I definitely feel like he dragged her. But so I feel like that was real. Now, I'm not really sure about the audio. However, this was an interesting piece as well, though. So, Joe, this was interesting.
Don't worry about it.
Why do I always want to make the dog feel good by playing with their fucking privates?
Yeah.
So they like that.
Stop raping my dog.
That's how I know that he's not a real animal lover.
Because I don't play with my pet.
Anybody with a pet, you come on, you did a little something down there, man. Made your dog feel good.
I don't know.
I've never.
Well, you've never.
So he was actively touching on that dog. I wouldn't want to touch on the dog's private parts. That was a little weird for me. But anywho, I don't know. That was interesting. So now as far as the sense situation, Joe, we know that Joe is a little bit of a manipulator, and we know that Joe is a little bit of a narcissist, and Joe is self-absorbed. He's talented, but, you know, he doesn't like to be wrong. So I definitely believe he drags and pulled the right hair and all of that stuff. And you know what? As far as the dog, I mean, I'm looking at him touch the dog right there. In the cooter Bernuter. So I don't know, Joe. Maybe you were touching the dogs, but I feel like I find it funny that it's coming out now that you're beefing with Spotify and seemingly beefing with Charlamagne, and then Charlamagne does a cute number on you and announces that he has a deal coming out. Yeah, see, they're playing a dirty game behind the scenes. So Charlamagne has a deal coming out with Loudspeaker Network. It's called The Real Black, what is it called? Oh, child, don't give me the line. Hold on. I thought I had it on here. It's called something. Let me get it real quick. What is that darn thing called? See, that people just be moving. So, I mean, I guess he's moving smart because he didn't say nothing until today. But he announced it. But it was just so funny. The same day that Joe was being smeared, you come out. I never thought that. And then I never would have thought that Charlamagne was going to be coming out with a podcast network. And then this is also where the clip of Andrew Schultz, which is Charlamagne's co-host on the Brilliant Idiots podcast, is dragging Joe Budden, basically saying that Joe Budden, he heard through the grapevine, but he cannot prove this, but he heard from a reliable source that Joe Budden was asking Spotify for $250 million. And it was just kind of like, that's ridiculous. So they were basically making fun of Joe Budden on a podcast. This was Andrew Schultz, who is, you know, on a podcast with Charlamagne. That clip today is also going viral. And so Charlamagne, just out the blue today, has apparently been working on a deal with iHeart for the last year. And he, I guess they finalized it. So Charlamagne Tha God launches the Black Effect podcast network with iHeartMedia that will include shows from 85 South Show, Jess Hilarious, Tiffany Haddish, and more. I don't know who all is on the show, but I just don't really care. I'm not like, it's just like the same people. Like, I'm not interested in Tiffany Haddish. I know that him and Tiffany Haddish are friends, but I'm not listening to a Tiffany Haddish podcast. I'm still trying to see if Tiffany Haddish can do a world tour or like a comedy tour. Has Tiffany Haddish ever done a comedy tour? That's just what I was wanting to know. Where she headlined it, that first. Before we start jumping into podcasts, Tiffany, can you do a tour where you're headlining a comedy tour? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I missed it. And then Jess Hilarious. I guess we like Jess Hilarious. Jess Hilarious Jess Hilarious is fine. She's okay. I'm not going to be a hater. Jess Hilarious is fine. I like 85 South Show. I just like, you know, those guys are funny. Jess Hilarious to me, she just kind of triggers me because I'm like, girl, why do you comment on every single post? And somebody brought it up to me. They were just like, if you go down the post, every post, Jess and Larry comments on every post on the blogs. Like, she used to do it on the Shade Room. Now she do it on the Neighborhood Talk. Like, she has them on notification. And she'll just comment. I'm just like, girl, the clout chase. Like, you have to comment on every single thing. Like, you have the blogs on notification just so you can comment. That is so weird to me. But anyway, that's not enough of a reason not to like her. That's just like, girl. Oof. But, So they'll be on there, I think it's a good thing. I think that goes to let you know, and I heard actually the Breakfast Club will be on there too, their podcast. So and I think it's safe to say that Charlamagne is going to stay with the Breakfast Club, and it's safe to say that he got what he wanted. His contract is up in December, but they gave him a partnership deal, and so he's able to still have some ownership within the iHeartRadio branch or in the company, and so they've partnered up and they've created the Black Effect. So I think Charlamagne got what he wanted. I think that this was part of, you know, I'm not staying here if I don't have any ownership, and boom. So that was a nice socket to Joe Budden, because Joe Budden was saying that he didn't own anything, and boom, here we are a week later, and he owns his own podcast network, The Black Effect. And, you know, I'm sure Charlamagne will send out a nice letter to Joe Budden and let him know that he'll be able to sign him if he's looking to do so. So congratulations to Charlamagne on, you know, his money move. See, Charlamagne is a person that you really don't want to piss off because he is connected, you know. And let me tell you something. iHeart is probably, if not the biggest media company. They own everything. So, you know, he's really, really in with iHeart. So you don't really want to piss Charlamagne off because you can pretty much hang up deals, especially when they're curating deals for Black people. You don't really want to piss Charlamagne off because he's connected with iHeart and he can actually get you, you know, in a space to get a check. So just be mindful of that. But yeah, so those are my thoughts on that. Let's keep it moving. That was actually supposed to be a little later on in the show, but it partnered really well. Oh, God. Odell Beckham. Isn't Odell sickly? Odell is one of those, like, Metro boys that's like, girl, you be... Oh, and I forgot his girlfriend's name. Dang it. But Odell Beckham Jr., you know, has been recently in the blog for apparently wanting to eat scat and eating scat and into scat and boo-boo and poo-poo play and dirty and, you know, and doo-doo play. So the Cloud Chasers over there at No Jumper, Selena Powell and her friend that sucked the 7 and then got the urine on her from Trey Songz have now got Chief Keef's baby mama, I don't know her name, another Cloud Chaser. First of all, I barely know Chief Keef. I just know, ain't that supposed to be a Chicago nigga? Ain't that bad when you're... And I probably don't know. I don't know Chief Keef. I heard of him before, but ain't that sad when it's like the nigga that, you know, we have to name you after. He ain't even really popping right now, but we don't even care to know your name. You just Chief Keef, baby mama, girl. So, and Chief Keef not even hot right now, but that's the only thing that we can do to give you some credibility. That's what gets you on the blog. Anyway. So she went on there with Selena Powell, which now has a show, and I'm going to get into that in a second. But Chief Keef, his baby mama, basically said that Odell Beckham Jr. or whatever wanted her to go boo-boo on him, and she flew all the way out to Houston to go play on her and to doodle. She said that he told her to send some pictures while she was on the toilet, and she loved it. She loved it. And she was over there stinking and shitty and was taking selfies. And then she got flown out shortly after. And I guess she, you know, pooped all over. She, you know, all over Odell. His face, mouth, everything. And he loved it. Now, I'm not going to play the audio because it's just really, really raunchy and really, really disgusting. And it's just very, very uncomfortable. But now I don't want any of you guys trying to make it seem like gay people are the only ones that are into a little boo-boo play. Now, I'm not willy-nilly into boo-boo play, but my thing is this. What kind of low-down, dirty, disgusting would get on live? What kind of clout-chasing, low-down, dirty, disgusting, ratchet, ugly, dirty would get on live and tell anybody that you went and shit on a nigga. You know what I mean? Even if you did do something like that, you don't go and tell the whole world that you go around shit on a nigga. Why would you want to do that? That's not sexy. That's not cute. I know a lot of people might feel like maybe it's a fantasy. Maybe she's opening herself up to get some more clients or whatever the case may be. But to be walking around talking about you shit on a nigga does not really make you hot, make you, you know, cute. I don't think that that's going to put any money in your pocket to say that you shit on Odell Beckham Jr. You just look like a dirty sh**, okay? I don't get it. I don't understand this. And what I also don't understand is this. I don't like Adam from No Jumper. I used to like No Jumper when they did the music show. Let me show you. Now I'm going to try it. Now I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I don't like him. I was starting not to like him when I watched DJ Academics kind of go back and forth with him because I started to kind of pick up on what happened. But I don't like Adam. I don't like Adam. I don't like Adam at all. I feel like he's a culture vulture. I feel like he's in it. I don't respect people that don't really identify with our culture. There's plenty bloggers that do. There's bloggers that don't even think that they black, but yet they only talk about black gossip. You know, there's white people that come in here and they take our they build content off of black people, but they really are not for the culture. You sit up here and you give Selena Powell a show. First of all, let's talk about how the platform is starting to change. Everybody wants a live show now. I don't know if you've noticed, but I feel like our celebrity gossip sector, the one that's been doing it for a while with the call-ins, the numbers, the rate, blah, 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 blah. Everybody's now, all these bigger platforms are now coming and wanting to be YouTubers in that way. They went from podcast style to radio, from radio shows to like YouTube-y radio shows. So this is the thing now. Everybody's trying to get in over how we do it over here. And his show is now starting to be like that too. They're sitting forward now in front of the microphone, and they got like the green screen, and they've got the receipts playing. Everybody wants to do celebrity gossip now. So now he has a celebrity gossip show too. So I'm like, okay, so he's doing a celebrity gossip show. I feel like this No Jumper, people are getting bored because remember, at one point he was getting all the great interviews. They was getting the money, right? He was getting the viral interviews, getting all the little rappers and the little Lils and the Uzis and shits like that. The pill poppers, they would all come over there and they would sit and do. And I thought that show was great. And to me, it was a level up. But now, I feel like he's running out of content. He's a little bit bored, and you know, it's about the money. So let's get Selena Powell on the show and let's let her slander black men, and let's have her friend come over here and slander black men, and let's have a bunch of nasty, dirty, trifling gutter snipe come on to a platform. Let's give them a show so that we can go viral on the different blogs and the different YouTubers will talk about it so we can put more money into our pockets because we need content. Because I'm not buying this. I don't care even if Odell did on her. She went there and she got on. She wanted it. So you're not exposing anything, bitch. You're just as nasty for doing it. You're not exposing anything. What are you exposing? You did it. You took the pictures on the toilet. And then you went and flew out and did it. So what are we talking about? What are we exposing if you are letting the men piss on you? You're just as nasty. You're really dirty. You're dirtier than them. So my whole thing is, this guy will do anything. See, I hate to bring this up. You know who I blame for this? I blame Tasha K. Because people are seeing that she's getting these views for this salaciousness. And so now they're just like, well, shit, if I can't beat her, join her. So now everybody's just going out with a bunch of just salacious BS. Let's just be the more vulgar and salacious and just dramatic and just shocking that we can be. That's how we'll get the numbers. So let's do it. Let's just do it. So that's where we're at now. Everybody is trying to be the most shocking, the most expository. It's trash. It's really tearing the integrity of news and commentary apart. If you ask me, it's trash. It's disgusting. I'm not into Adam 22. I feel like he's a culture vulture. I feel like he's a YouTube. I mean, even though I copied him with the music show, but I feel like I feel like there's so many people that's looking at our celebrity gossip sector. They're copying our stuff, and I think that this guy is putting these trashy whores on a platform just to tear down black men or make them look disgusting. When really, girl, they're disgusting. They're in their 20 somethings. Some of them have kids, and girl, you over here got a kid and you going to flying across the country letting niggas shit on you, literally? And you sitting online talking about it? What a dirty. You're not exposed to nothing, bitch. I shit on you. You dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, I'm not into Adam. I'm not into the no jump. I'm not into that platform at all because I'm seeing right through it. It's about the money. It's about the salaciousness. It's trash. It's really trash. I feel like they don't have any content, and I feel like he's addicted to going viral with the Selena Powell stuff because every other week she's on there, and then he just gave her a show. And then you notice he doesn't put his face there. So it's almost like throw the rock and hide your hands. So you're going to give her a platform to do the crap on, but you're going to act like you're not involved. You're very much so involved. This is why the Joe Buttons, the Charlemagne's, hell, academics. This is why maybe the only person that fools with him is Vlad, but nobody else really fools with him. They don't really do commentary on his stuff. They don't really support him. And it took me a while to pay attention. Like, hey, you know what? Nobody really fools with him over there. Like the male, the straight man, the hip-hop guys, they don't really fool with him. But I see why. He's with the bullshit. Those are my thoughts on that. So I'm not into him. I'm not into him at all. I'm not into him at all. Oh, strike!
In the mix.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Strike! Well, I don't know. I haven't checked it. Somebody just sent it to me. I didn't really verify it. Well, Kaya the Thug Mrs. is gone. Maybe she got it back, but as of yesterday or the day before, I haven't checked it. Kaya's account Twitter account has been suspended. Okay. Strike. Okay. Strike. Okay. Strike. Okay. So, swing batter strike. Okay. She's been getting striked left and right. But you know, when you play a dirty game, you can't play dirty. You don't win when you play dirty. Kaya, ever since she has striked my channel, her channel ain't been the same. She done been striked on YouTube. She done been suspended. She done been having to create account after account after account. All her stuff been taken down. Well, I'm not really sure. I haven't talked to anybody. No one's told me anything. But the people are getting tired of Kaya, and they are coming for her platforms. Perhaps, you know, it could be, you know, the harassing of T.S. Madison. It could be the harassing of Trina. It could be the harassing of everybody. And cumulatively, everyone has gotten her taken down. I think this will be the story of Kaya's life and on social media. So you fans, you Gag Nation, whatever, you guys will always have to keep rebuilding her. Kaya will never have a mega platform because the minute that she gets going, somehow it will get shut down and it'll self-destruct. So you'll always have to keep building just to rebuild. And that is frustrating. But, you know, she's used to getting close and then falling and ruining it. You know what I mean? So I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. I'm just actually surprised that it's suspended and not permanently deleted. But I feel like that's next. And I don't feel bad because Kaya has said many times that she would love to get people's channels deleted. So she's made that threat to me. She told me that, you know, keep using her content. She will strike me 3 times. And once I get struck 3 times, if I get enough notifications, then my channel will be deleted. So, you know, I'm hoping that Kaya's channel gets completely removed and deleted and she starts all the way over from the ground gutter up. Okay? Because that's what she needs to do. It is what it is. So the people are gathering Kaya left and right. And they're taking down her pages. So you guys are encouraging that, but I would at least like to let you guys know that, hey, what you should probably do is warn her. Say, sis, sister, queen, whatever you call her, we want the content. We don't want to be interrupted. So be smart. However, that still may not work. That still may not work. So, you know, and I'm seeing people say the people will still be here for it. They will be here for it, but it could be very, very frustrating for a creator and a person to have to keep building and restarting. I know I wouldn't want to keep opening up freaking 57,000 million accounts because I'm suspended or I can't say nothing because every time I say something, I get flagged. Because once you get into those kind of algorithms, all it takes is one time and then your stuff can be gone. Permanently. So keep encouraging her, sweetie. Keep being here for her. But you're not here for her now. You'll have to be here for her through somebody else, like me. So if you're smart, you would let her know that she's doing too much. So you can be here for her on her page, not on mine.
Stupid. Strike.
Anyway, gag order. Let's talk about the order. Kaya, how you feel about the order? Why y'all like to play so much? Huh? Why are we playing? Why y'all like to play like this? They play like that. Okay. Let's keep it moving. Oh, God. Okay. Girl, do y'all remember last year? We did the video on that. We talked about it here, about Bow Wow and Kiyomi. And I really think that I was on Bow Wow's side. Remember, they was in the elevator, and apparently Kiyomi was looking at another man, and Bow Wow got mad. Well, am I still on this side? Hold on, let me think, because now I'm replaying the story. She was looking at somebody else. He got mad, so he snatched her keys. They was getting into it, and then they had gotten to a fight. And she apparently, you know, she looked like she had whooped him. I'm not going to lie. She looked like she had whooped him, okay? But then it came out that she said that she had some broken ribs, and he pulled her hair down the apartment complex, but he wanted to talk to her. Well, there's some audio that leaked. But now that I've said that, I kind of feel like, well, girl, if you was looking at somebody else, you know, not that it's okay to pour her hair, but, you know, we're going to get into it. But I guess now there's some audio that leaked that said that he, you know, was that he punched her in the stomach and all of that stuff. And so now this has just resurfaced. So we have the audio. We're going to play the audio, and then we're going to get into some things. Let's see. Let me see if I have it right here.
No, because they not have any type of concern for you or your well-being by doing.
This man hit me in my stomach.
Yeah, he hit her in the stomach. I saw that with my own eyes.
No, like, it's no way, like.
Not with my own eyes, but all four of my eyes. No, because they not having any type of concern for you or your well-being by doing that.
You know,
he knows
she's
pregnant.
Why
hit her in the
stomach?
You know what I'm saying? Don't even, pop out, bro. Don't even, just don't even say anything.
I want to leave.
Do anything, same thing. Watch what I do to your mama.
Okay.
Your sister.
All right.
Watch what I do, bro. You're going to understand.
Ooh.
You can't say stuff. I'm telling you, bro.
You can't break something you ain't made.
If you try to, you know.
Can't break.
Bro.
I ain't nobody, so let me leave. If I'm not nobody, so let me leave.
Not.
I'm nobody, but you got me in this room like a prisoner.
Not
I'm just trying to figure out. So why can't I leave?
Because you ain't busting a move, but you hanging around.
I got to fight you to get out the room.
I guess so. Yeah, boy. I'm going to burn you, boy. I'm going to burn you, boy. You toast, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Judge, you better tell her, boy. Judge, warn her now. You better stay on her side, boy. She don't know. Fuck the boy. I'm very powerful in this shit. I'm telling you right now, you won't work a day. I'm telling you right now, nigga. No, you think I'm playing? She think I'm playing. She think I'm playing. She think I'm playing. Like I will not take my whole 2019 to be over her life and everybody she involved with. She think it's a game, bro. You have a hard time, nigga. I'm trying to tell you right now, boy. You have a hard time. You won't have a hard time.
Can I just have a hard time?
You have a hard time, nigga. You have a hard time.
Okay, I'm
yeah,
ready.
In my room, bud. In my room.
I know you're not. I just want to leave.
Nigga, talk. Then you believe on God.
AD.
Nigga, talk. Then you believe.
I don't want to talk to you.
You just said I'm sitting right here.
I don't
want to
talk to you.
Well,
whatever you can say to this to me, you can
bro,
say
ain't nobody
to
about to fuck with you, bro.
I don't want nobody to leave.
It's wrong in the Bible, bro. I'm not about to fuck with you, bro.
You swear to God, you would never hit me again. Bro,
I was sitting right here.
No.
I was sitting right here. I was sitting right here. I was sitting right here talking to you.
I don't
care. AD. Ain't nobody about to do nothing.
I don't
want
AD to leave the room.
We about to sit in the room as motherfucker. AD, grab your blanket. Get a comfort.
Good, bro.
Dang good.
In the mix.
Who is
okay.
This?
Hey.
What? How about when we talk? She said we could talk.
So apparently he would not let her leave. We still don't know the full context of what happened or why he was upset. Because it does feel like he was a little more aggressive. It does feel like he was very much so aggressive. And if you go back and watch the TMZ footage of the elevator, he was snatching keys and stuff. But my thing is, I didn't know she was pregnant. Is she pregnant by his baby? I don't know. But thing is, was she entertaining other niggas? Because you got to think about it. If she was really entertaining other niggas, he probably was pissed. But my thing is, why? I don't know if I believe that was the truth, because he never said that. Like, you know, that was he didn't realize he was being recorded. So why he didn't be like, no, who was that nigga you was talking to? Like, you sitting here entertaining niggas. Let's talk about it. Like, we still don't know what happened, because even in all of that audio, it still wasn't clear enough to know really what was the problem. It just sounded like he wanted to talk. Now, he was threatening her, saying that, you know, she'll never work again. Well, Bow Wow, you technically hadn't ever worked again.
Stupid.
Oh, are we shocked? Bow Wow was working? I don't know. I wouldn't know if Bow Wow was doing anything because Bow Wow has – I've been blocked on Instagram from Bow Wow ever since that we broke that interview, that story, which none of the blogs wanted to post, by the way. The Shade Room, the Neighborhood Talk, they all covered the story, but I interviewed the girl, Jazz Monique, the one where that Bow Wow made have an abortion. Okay, remember he got her pregnant? And in Atlanta, and he forced her to get rid of the baby. Nobody reposted it, but they all covered it. But then when I interviewed her, but you know how the girls be shady. But he blocked me after that. So I don't know about while I was working because I don't get to see anything that he does because I've been blocked ever since I exposed the truth about him manipulating that girl. Mm. But Erica Mena also said that he was violent. And Sierra, I think maybe she said he was violent too. But either way, Kiyomi looked like she won the fight, in my opinion. She appears to have won the fight. And I feel like he was fighting her bad. But he should have let her leave. I like what people were saying. Yeah, he should have definitely let her leave. He shouldn't have held her hostage in that house like that. He should have let her leave. He definitely shouldn't have held her against her will. So I'm not with that at all. So it's interesting. I don't know if this is still an ongoing case. I don't know what's going on with this, but the audio was leaked. And Bow Wow, you just look more like a clown these days. So this doesn't look good for you. But remember, they were trying to say that that Kiyomi was actually the aggressor. When in fact, if you listen to all the audio, it sounds like Bow Wow was the aggressor. If you ask me, it sounds like Bow Wow was the one with the problem. So, yeah, that's that on that. And we'll keep following this to see what else is going on. Now, this is a great time before we get into our last topic and take some calls. This will be a great time for you guys all, if you haven't done so, to subscribe to the channel. I know sometimes we get caught up in watching and then we forget to hit the subscribe button. And also, if you are already a subscriber, be mindful that sometimes you do have to periodically check your subscription because YouTube does this thing where it will go through and start unsubscribing people. So make sure that you're subscribed. So I know some of you guys are like, well, I'm already subscribed. Well, do me a favor and double check. We're on the road to 100K. Let us get there. Okay? So go ahead and subscribe, and we are going to get ready to take some calls, but we have to get into our last story, which is one of the most intriguing stories by far for me, which is none other than Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez.
Live from San Francisco. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody get in here. Okay. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Somebody said we have 2,300 people in the chat. Great. So we need at least 300 of you guys to subscribe. Let's do that. Gosh, this today looks like a day of abusive men day, huh? Well, we had one woman. We had Tamar. Somebody said, I unsubscribed because you talked about Nikki. Once you change your tune about Nikki, I'll subscribe with my 4 YouTube channels. Well, why watch? That's what kills me. Why do you watch? See, I know that's what a lot of people do. See, a lot of people don't want to see me get to that 100K. So they, but they will watch me because they're entertained. But they will hold their subscription back because they want to see somebody else, or they just don't want it to be me. And listen, you know, there's 7 billion people on the planet, girl. Somebody's going to subscribe. Okay, so screw you. Thanks for watching, though.
Stupid.
Okay. All right. Well, now people have been, Meg has been on vacation. It's been a lot going on for Meg. I've been out of the loop too, so I don't know. She's been on vacation, but I don't be watching her. Well, see, here's the thing. When I'm out doing me, I don't be worrying about what you doing, because I'm out doing me. So if I'm on vacation, then 9 times out of 10, I don't know what the next hoe was doing on vacation, because, bitch, I'm on my own vacation. But I heard some things that Meg was doing, but I don't know. I'll wait for the calls to let me know exactly what was going on. We'll get into some things. However, this is bizarre to me. I don't really know if Meg is dying down, but I think the story was dying down. And this is where it gets a little clout chasey, a little bit publicity stunty for me. Because now all of a sudden there's text messages that have just surfaced that Tory Lanez has sent to Megan Thee Stallion. But my thing is this. You've had these text messages way back when. Now TMZ is just breaking the news of these text messages today. Okay, let me read it and let's talk about it. Okay, let me see. Let me see where it's at. Let me see where it's at. Okay, Tory Lanez allegedly opened, TMZ has seen text messages, seen the text Megan got on the evening of July 12th, roughly 15 hours after she claims Tory Lanez popped her in the feet, and in it, he's begging for forgiveness. He wrote, "I know you probably will never talk to me again, but I genuinely want you to know I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart." His only explanation for the violence was, "I was just too drunk." In the text, Tory never references popping Meg Thee Stallion or a gun, but it is clear he did something he regrets. In his words, "Nonetheless, ish should have never happened, and I can't change what I did. I just feel horrible." And he repeats it, "'cause I genuinely just got too drunk." TMZ broke the story. Tory and Meg and another friend had been party hopping in Hollywood Hills early on July 12th. Police responded to reports of poppings from or around an SUV. Let's talk about this for a second. So you go to a party with Kylie Jenner. You're with Kelce. It's Meg, Kelce, the bodyguard, and Tory Lanez. And Tory Lanez is drunk. Meg is drunk. They're getting into it. They obviously got into it. Tory Lanez feels short. He feels some type of way. He pulls his guns out. He's waving it around. He like, get back here. She like, nigga, she probably talking big cash-ish to him because she was drunk too. I know Meg is a lush. A little bit of a lush. I love you, Meg, but you know, we know how it is. So then he goes and, you know, this is all in my mind. So then he's waving, talking his big, you know, his big ish. And then he pops her in the foot because he's really feeling himself, not realizing that, nigga, you just popped this girl in the foot. However, somehow I feel like somehow they're making this go away because he should be in jail. He should be in custody. And the fact that he's not is interesting. That's because she didn't go to the police right then and there, and she's still protecting him. And she said that she's protecting him. However, I'm trying to figure out what's the piece with Kelce. Why are Kelce not friends? Why are her and Kelsey not friends? Was Kelsey sleeping with Tori? Was Tori, what was the tea? They're still following each other, but they're beefing right now. So this is an interesting situation. However, I also do call a little BS on Meg Thee Stallion's end, because it's like, girl, you did all that ranting and raving and showing your foot, and then somehow, magically, you've just now started releasing these text messages to TMZ. See, that's the BS. Why are you not cooperating with the police? Why are you releasing text messages to TMZ for gossip? Then we'll turn around and be upset that people are gossiping about it and having an opinion. But yet, TMZ's got your pertinent information. They got text messages that Tory Lanez has sent you. So you want people to be gossiping. And this only tells me that she wants people to be gossiping because people are starting to forget about, she wants people to forget about that horrible performance that she did. Where people are dragging her about being on vacation, twerking and dancing, and with a security guard waving a gun. So let's bring it back to Tory Lanez. Or maybe there's no more money. Something isn't right with this situation, and I've been trying to be believable and supporting Meg, but when you pull stunts like this, it's like, okay, why would you do that? Why would you not release that in the beginning? Why would you not say all that in your rant since you exposed them? So, I don't know. I think it's very, very interesting that all of a sudden now there's text messages that are coming out when those should have been the first thing out. When people were saying that, you know, Meg was the problem. Why weren't there text messages out then? I don't know. It's something weird. It's something weird. It's something weird. It's something weird going on with that situation. So I want to know what you guys think. So we're going to get into some things. Let me make the call-in number larger. Let me make it on the screen. You want to call in, the number is right here on the screen. So let's get into some things. I think that's interesting. Now we can talk about all topics. You guys can talk about all of the topics. Okay. Okay, cool. We got a lot of people in the queue already. All right. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I had to pause you for a second and go listen to this Bow Wow audio. Oh, my goodness. He has problems.
Uh-huh.
Big problems. He's a little man with big problems. And
yeah.
As I'm listening to him, I'm like, who and what does he think he is? I don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand I haven't heard about the legal side of this yet, but yeah, ladies, when a guy refers to you as an N-word or boy, you know,
yeah.
It's not a good sign.
Right. No, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good sign. And it's like I can literally picture him pacing back and forth. It's like he thinks he's in a movie. What is Bow Wow trying to be? I don't understand. But I love the show. I'm just going to go back to listening. Armand, I love you. I hope you had a great time in Atlanta.
Yeah, we did. Thank you so much for the support. And thank you for calling in.
All right, babe. Bye for now.
Bye. Okay, bye for now. Okay, let's take another call. 7127, live on the air. What do you think about this whole situation?
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I want to talk about Joe Budden and Charlamagne and that whole thing. Okay, I'm going to try to keep it short, but oh, my gosh. So I'm a big fan of Charlamagne. I was a big fan of Joe Budden's up until last week when the whole Tahiri thing came out. Now,
okay.
with Joe Budden, you know, he's very entertaining. He's a very engaging speaker. However, you know, the story with Tahiri and the violence and everything, like, I just couldn't support him anymore because at this point, she's like the fifth person that said the same thing about him. And instead of him taking any accountability, it's always, you know, let me turn this around on the woman. And even people are doing that and turning it around on her. Well, she's violent, she's this, she's that. Okay, maybe she has fought men before, but does that mean she's lying about what she's saying he did to her? That doesn't mean that. So mm-hmm. I'm really disappointed in him. And, you know, I think as far as Charlamagne goes, I think if I was Charlamagne, I'd be very irritated that people keep lumping me and Joe Budden together all the time. I do something, his name's brought up, et cetera, because let's be clear, they are not the same. You know, when Charlamagne interviews people, people want to see the interview because he asks questions that we want to know. And if he says something about you before he's in your face, he's going to say it to you when he's in your face. Joe yeah. can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Joe folds. He folds. You know what I'm saying? When people get in front of him, he wants to be friends. And he, oh, I didn't mean that. Or, oh, you took it that way, et cetera, et cetera. Charlamagne mm-hmm. built the Breakfast Club. Okay, the Breakfast Club came up because Charlamagne and his interview style. He built 105.1. Let's be very clear. So he didn't need Joe Budden trying to say that he doesn't understand business and he doesn't know his worth. Clearly he does. Like, he's been working on the back end for over a year on his podcast network because he knows his worth and he knew his worth. You know, so I think that, you know, to keep lumping them together is kind of weird to me. I mean, I get it's because they're both entertaining, but they're not the same person. At all. And they're not in the same lane.
Do you think that was interesting? Do you think that that Charlamagne has a little bit of his hands in this smear campaign towards Joe Budden?
No. I don't think so at all. I mean, I think that he's no, I mean, because for Spotify to do that, you know what? I can't say no about Spotify because they did have a business relationship. And his podcast is very popular. So it probably is worth a lot of money to them. So they could be angry with him for airing out certain things. So I can't say no about Spotify. But I don't think Charlamagne does because it's like he's doing his own thing. His worth and his popularity is not tied to Joe Budden. So whatever Joe's doing, congratulations, he's good over there. I don't think Charlamagne gives a damn, to be honest. I think that Spotify could be doing something. But you got to remember, this thin audio was recorded last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was recorded before Love & Hip Hop started filming. So it's not like this was recorded last week or last month. And, oh, Sahiri thing came out, now let's record this. This has been out. Someone's been holding this. And Joe's saying it's his ex-friend, Rocky Thunder, but she's saying it wasn't her. So it's a lot of he said, she said, pointing fingers. And I think that Jason Lee made a very good point when he was responding to Joe Budden being mad at him about having Tahiri on his show, which is that, you know, Joe's pointing fingers at everyone. You know, Tahiri did it. iHeart did it. Spotify did it. Jason did it. But, nigga, what did you do? You know, Joe,
okay,
what did
I'm
you
like
do?
That.
You know, so I think that, you know, at the end of the day, even there, if there is a campaign, Armand, does it negate the fact that he might have done these things? You might have assaulted your fiance by, you know, putting your hands where she didn't want them and by, you know, dragging her off of bed and things like that. And whatever Tahiri said, not taking care of your child, being drunk. Like, does that negate those things, even if there is a smear campaign, if they are true?
No, I feel you. I'm with you. It doesn't. It's no excuse. So I like your point of view. It makes sense. I like when you said, well, what did Joe do? Because you had to have done something in this too. You're not just scot-free innocent. So I'm with it. But I do feel like Charlamagne is petty and will play a dirty game. Because I do feel like Charlamagne could be that. Like, he knew that he had that whole thing in the works that whole time. So Joe Budden saying whatever he said, you know, in regards to podcast and Charlamagne releasing this stuff today with all this news coming around. I mean, to me, it's the timing for me.
It is the timing. And, you know,
and then
I got
Andrew Schultz coming out with an alleged $250 million, you know, stipend that Joe wanted, I guess, from ask that he wanted from freaking Spotify. It's like all of this on the same day.
It definitely, you know, very, very, very suspect. And I wouldn't doubt it, but I think this is why Charlamagne was quiet. You know, everybody wanted him to respond after Joe, you know, went in on him and said all those things. But Charlamagne knew this deal was about to be announced. And he just wanted to say, listen, we do business differently. I know how to negotiate for what I want in my contract. I don't come out and complain about my contract multiple times, as Joe has done. And I'm about to get a hell of a contract. And y'all just hear about it. I don't need to go back and forth with Joe because
right.
We are not the same, you know?
Right. And yeah, and I don't feel like they're friends at all, because I don't feel like Joe knew that at all.
No.
I don't think that they're really friends either.
I think you're right.
I do feel like they're in competition.
Almost frenemies.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, love.
Yeah.
I love you, Bianca. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye, Armand. Thanks.
Right. Okay. Let's take some more calls. Who we got? The super chat? Let me see. Okay. Let me see. Let me bring in. Okay. 3035. You're live on the air. Hello? Hello? 3035.
I'm so sorry. I was on mute.
Yes, what's going on?
Hey, Armand. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I missed you. Oh, my gosh. I know you.
I know. We out of the algorithm right now. We're trying to get back into the kick of things, girl. What's going on?
I know you needed a day off because you worked hard, but I missed you. I had to go down all your old videos just to hear you laugh. Like,
right.
I can't do that now.
Right.
But on some real rap, you missed a lot of stuff, but I'm so happy that you took some time out for yourself, you know, to just get away from it all because you needed it. You was going through some things. And, you know, people need to do that sometimes, just to unplug and have fun with your best friend. Y'all look so cute together. I'm so happy you had a good time. So many people was wishing that you got out there and there was some drama and stuff. Like, you proved all those haters wrong, okay? Because you're going to have fun wherever you are. You're like me. We make our party. Wherever we are, we make the party. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
What I found hilarious, though, is, you know, I'm just sitting around looking, you know, just doing some little spot work, and a certain somebody, the day you were going to a pool party, decided to put on the bathing suit and go for a 5-mile walk in the bathing suit. I'm trying to walk to y'all pool party. Sis was trying to walk to your pool party. That's probably why one of those entrance doors was open, because she was trying to get in. But, I'm going to bring it back. Also, with Joe Button and Tahiri and all of this, you know, like the caller said, I do agree with him not taking responsibility. Never take responsibility. I believe he was with Esther Baxter, and she was going off about how he always abused her, allegedly, pushing her down the steps, allegedly, and stuff like that. So each woman he gets with, they have this story. He was even on couples therapy with a young girl that he was dragging her all through the pool, you know, beating her up, too. So, you know, this is a history with him. So anybody that gets with him now, you now know what you're going to go through. Expect some punches in the eye, expect some kicks to the gut when you deal with Joe Button. Because Joe Button and Charlamagne the guy, both of them are they salacious. I don't really rock with both of them because Charlamagne has no room to. You are alleged to rape and all that other stuff. You know. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
You can't say that. You know that. You know we don't say that. We got to keep it moving. We're going to take a couple more. See, that's why I be having to make the call line short. Because y'all be done messed up my whole bag. Saying all these words. Okay, we're going to take a couple more. And we're going to get up out of here before it just gets too bad. Because I can't control what y'all going to be saying. 4450, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. This is the Nurse and the Nerd. I'm just going to make this really quickly.
Hey,
as far as Tamar Braxton with this whole situation, not surprised. Tamar does need help. Help meaning she needs to stay away from the blogs and all the foolishness because she is the problem. But I do believe that David and her are the same people, so they've met each other's match. That's one thing. The second thing is about this whole Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne. Charlamagne is in the bag of the people that we cannot talk about. So those yes. people that control, you know, a lot, he is very well involved with them. So anything that Charlamagne, the face of the quote unquote, you know, black community, they're going to take up hold with him. Joe Budden, I do not feel bad for him. Can you please make a show that says shout out to all the exotics on behalf of black women across the world? We are standing and standing for the exotics because they are letting all these men, black men, look like complete fools. Just like you said about the Selena Powell and her other friend, Selena Powell had a photo. I forgot who she was outing. The mattress, you saw stains of things. So these bottom of the barrel exotic chicks are who they love. Honey, have them and allow them to blast all you guys. And on behalf of black women, sit down, shut up, and enjoy the show. Thank you so much, Armand. Have a good evening.
Yes, yes, that was nice.
In
just like
the
that.
Mix.
Wow.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Oh, she. All right, let's see. Super chat 6203. Okay, 6203. You're live on the air.
Hi,
hello?
Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So really quick, I just wanted to address some of the dysfunction we're displaying in the comment section. So here's
okay.
my thing. Men, right, of any orientation since the beginning of time. And women have cheated, okay? Or they have stepped out or entertained other people. What I think we're missing in the comments when we are talking about Megan or Kiyoshi, whatever her name is, the Japanese island girl that was talking about Bow Wow, it don't matter if you don't like her. Aside from that girl that was pregnant and ran her husband over with a car for cheating, you're not going to get no pass if you kill a man for trying to attack you, like trying to get off for self-defense murder and domestic violence is not an easy thing. So why don't we just stop playing like a nigga should be able to beat a girl up because he feels like she's flirting with somebody, because you're not going to be able to kill no man because he's talking to another man or another woman or anything. So let's just stop playing the game. It's corny, and it's going to be even cornier when somebody you love is the one getting beat up by a dude. And that's really all I had to say.
Okay. Well, thank you for getting into some things, bro. Shout out to you.
Thank you. Bye.
She said what she said. All right, listen. Now we can do our game. If we get 100 subscribers, we could take some more calls. We have a full queue. Well, I mean, it's not full, but it's full. So it's a lot. We're not going to get to everybody. So if you guys want to, I'll take maybe one more. But I feel like you guys is really, and then we'll reassess where we at. And then also, I think I'm going to have to do, people want to talk about Candace and Cardi B. People want to talk about Nicki Minaj and Tekashi. So I might have to do another live late, like an evening. Because it's just, I didn't want to put all them topics in one because I just didn't want like a fully, like a super, super long show. So we'll have to break it up into part one, part two. And I also want to get into Danica. Are you guys into that? What's her name? A Sprinkle of Jesus? They're calling her a scammer. So we'll probably get into that too. So I think now is a good time to wrap the show. I think it's now's a good time to wrap the show.